From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A petition by American diplomats who disagree with the Obama administration's Syria policy was distributed on the State Department's so-called dissent channel, intended to give U.S. Foreign Service professionals an opportunity to express their candid views, even if they conflict with established government policy, without fear of retribution or reprisals. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins.
This stands in stark contrast to the current U.S. policy, which is focused mainly on assisting rebels in fighting Islamic State and al-Nusra, and also working on a diplomatic front for a political transition in Syria. There have been indications of unhappiness with this policy before within the State Department, but the concern that the ceasefire, which enacted earlier this year, has largely frayed and is near collapse, and also the concern that the Russian-backed Syrian regime has shown little interest in a political transition and has continued its airstrikes against rebels, seems to have taken this to a new level.
VOA's Pam Dawkins. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters in Copenhagen that he would discuss the memo, when he returns to Washington. As Russian President Vladimir Putin told a Congress in international audience in St. Petersburg, Russia wants to improve its ties with Europe and the United States. The U.S. and EU renewed economic sanctions on Moscow for another year. Sanctions were put in place after Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. In retaliation for the sanctions, Russia has placed bans on some food imports from the West. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria, calling the actions problematic. Mr. Carter also suggests the Russian military did not properly use a communication line that was established between the two countries to prevent unsafe U.S. and Russian air operations over Syria. U.S. had criticized Russian tactics and operation activities on a number of occasions and has repeatedly refused to work with Russian forces inside of Syria. According to the U.S. Defense Department, Afghan citizens feel less secure now than at any time in the recent past, as civilian casualties rise to their highest level in 7 years. Survey of Afghan citizens indicated 42% believe security is worse now than during the period of Taliban rule from 1996 to 2001. International Organization for Migration says the discovery of 34 dead migrants in the Sahara this week brings the number of known migrant deaths on the African continent this year to 471. Lisa Schlein reporting from IOM headquarters in Geneva.
The International Organization for Migration reports at least 120,000 migrants have passed through Niger this year on their way to Europe, yet the only deaths recorded by IOM in Niger are the 34 victims who died after being abandoned by their smuggler this week. The agency says many more people have died from exposure, starvation, or dehydration in the vast Sahara Desert. It says there also is an alarming trend of violent deaths from migrants in North Africa. IOM began its Missing Migrants Project nearly 18 months ago. In that time, it has recorded deaths for 678 migrants traveling in Africa, with 70 of those deaths occurring just in the past 2 weeks. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Brazil's Rio State has declared a financial crisis less than 2 months before the opening of the Olympic Games. The declared crisis opens the way for the release of emergency funds for the August Olympics and the September Paralympics to be held in Rio de Janeiro. Reporters asked acting Rio State Governor Francisco Dornelles how the situation came so to be critical. He speaks here through an interpreter.
What happened yesterday is history. I'm not interested in history. I'm interested in resolving the current problems.
The fall of global oil prices has thrown Rio State into a financial crunch at the same time that Brazil is experiencing a deep recession. To get more on this story and the rest of the hour's news, check out our website at voanews.com. And don't forget about our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.